Chapter 1. Esteemed Guests. Remy waited, shivering, on the wide stone porch as the van crunched along the gravel driveway. The near full moon washed light across the overgrown topiary garden and stone guest house as distant waves battered unseen cliffs. Despite the chilly autumn air, she had a full tour booked. From her vantage point, she could see faces pressed against the van's windows, trying to glimpse the building, some grinning, others looking apprehensive. Remy tried to bite back a grin of anticipation. The bus crawled to a halt, and Jones leapt from the driver's seat to wrench open the sliding passenger door. Remy held a lot of fondness for Jones. He was nearly 80, but still had a quick energy in his wiry frame. She paid him to shuttle her guests to and from their hotels or homes. He did the job with an unfailing smile and an eager, bobbing bow. But though he'd worked with her for nearly 2 years, Jones had never accepted Remy's invitation to see inside Caro House. 8 visitors, a mix of young adults and older guests, descended from the van. Jones greeted them with a quick bow and waved them towards the porch. They clustered just short of the first step, glancing across the house, the gardens, the imposing stone gables, and the dark windows. Remy adopted the familiar pose, one leg ahead of the other to highlight her costume's silhouette, her right hand on her hip, and her left thrown towards the sky. She took a deep breath and projected her voice so that it boomed through the night. "Welcome, esteemed guests, to the infamous Caro House. I sincerely pray no misfortune will befall you during your stay." She knew she must look hilarious in her elaborate 1900s-inspired dress, but that was part of the fun. Guests weren't just paying to visit the state's most haunted house. They were paying for an experience. And Remy, lover of period dress and dusty books, was more than happy to oblige. The stiff black silk uniform made her a passable impression of a Gothic Edwardian-era housekeeper and perfectly matched her story's vibe. The guests responded positively, some chuckling, others nodding. One middle-aged lady clapped twice. Remy lowered her hand and twisted, swinging both the black skirts and her long dark hair in what she hoped would be a dramatic way, then fixed her audience with an intense stare. "Tonight, you will hear tales of the macabre and the nightmarish. You will see firsthand the rooms where unimaginable horrors have transpired. And perhaps you may even be visited by a being from beyond the mortal realm." She held up a finger and raised her eyebrows. "Your driver is about to depart, and he will not return for nigh on 3 hours. If any of you fear your courage won't endure, this is your final chance to leave unscathed." The small crowd glanced amongst themselves, but no one moved. They never did, but Remy let the silence stretch a few seconds, enjoying the rising tension. Then she relaxed her pose and dropped the theatrical act as she beckoned them forward. "All right, great. Come on up here, gang. I'm Remy, and I can't wait to show you this house." After a few more chuckles, the tour group shuffled up the 4 worn stone steps. Remy moved back into the shadowed doorway to make room for them. She took a second to assess her group. 2 middle-aged women, probably sisters or close friends, had locked their arms together. The 3 young adults gave off a touristy vibe. One balding man squinted through round glasses and kept smoothing his jacket. A woman who looked equal parts embarrassed and thrilled to be there squeezed her lips together to repress a grin. And a tall, dark-haired man hovered near the back of the group, his face impassive, but his eyes bright in the dim light. Remy put her hands on her hips. Her short height meant she had to crane her neck to see everyone in the group, but she made sure to make eye contact. "Anyone here suffer from seizures? Heart conditions requiring medication? Is anyone likely to struggle climbing stairs or walking for an extended period?" They were all